2. The corner of the throw to which Thomas Lawton directed Jesse was at the far northwest corner of the property, where it backed up to the golf club Ed Barone wanted to expand as part of his vision for this land. Lawton was staring at Jesse, hands on hips, when Jesse pulled up on the dirt road and got out of his Explorer.
"Took you long enough," Lawton said.
"What?" Jesse said. "You didn't hear the siren over the sound of the waves?" Thomas Lawton was taller than Jesse, clearly a gym rat from the way he was ripped underneath the tight polo shirts he favored. Blonde hair cropped close to his head, Rolex watch as big as a baseball. When Jesse was close enough to him, Lawton pointed at a new headstone and said, "Look at this shit." The headstone was splattered with red paint, but still visible underneath was Lawton's name, his date of birth, and what they both knew was the date when the members of the board would vote on whether to approve the sale of the land or not. Then they'd open the envelope with the sealed bids inside and announce the winner of the land, like an awards ceremony or a game show. For a guy like Lawton, who talked very big and acted just as tough, Jesse thought he might cry. "I thought you'd hired security," Jesse said.
"Not 24/7, he said.
"Shame," Jesse said.
"Maybe I ought to put up one of these stones myself," Lawton said. "Put that little shit Ben Gage's name on it and use his real blood."
"You know he and his girlfriend are missing, right?" Jesse said.
"You want me to feel bad about that? The grief they've caused me?" Lawton said. "You know what I'd call the loss of a couple of tree huggers? A start."
Jesse knelt down and looked at the letters and the numbers. They looked like all the rest, same size, same style with the inscription. Ben Gage and Blair Richmond weren't around. The resistance work went on, clearly. Jesse looked up at Lawton.
"You always have a lot to say about them," he said. "You got any thought on what might have happened to them?"
He stood so they were facing each other, probably closer than Lawton liked, but he didn't back up.
"Yeah, Stone," Lawton said. "I'm this close to hitting the jackpot, but I'm suddenly going to start bumping off people in my way. You can't possibly be looking at me for Neil O'Hara."
Jesse smiled. "Should I be?"
"Kiss my ass," Lawton said.
He walked over to the headstone, maybe as a way of getting out of Jesse's airspace, and pointed to it and said,
"So what are you going to do about this?"
"Treat it like what it is," Jesse said, "a threat. Interview all the other members of SOB. Tell them that whoever did this just upped the ante." He knew he was lying. It didn't mean Lawton had to know. He was just telling Lawton what he wanted to hear.
"Do these idiots really think they can stop us at this point?" Lawton said. "The sale is going to go through, and there's nothing they can do about it."
"How come your father never put the land up for sale?" Jesse said.
"I think he loved this town more than he loved me," Lawton said. "But I don't love the town, I mean. He made me promise to him when he was dying that I'd keep it protected and keep it in the family. I swore I would," Lawton shrugged. "But the old man screwed up. He trusted me."
"You don't have enough money already?" Jesse said.
"Are you drunk?" Lawton said, then grinned and added, "No offense."
"None taken," Jesse said.
"You never have enough," Lawton said.
"You think selling it is the right thing for the town?" Lawton barked out a laugh that sounded more than somewhat like a growl to Jesse.
"Little late in the game to start worrying about the rich getting richer in paradise, wouldn't you say?"
He walked over to the motorbike he'd left leaning against a tree near the road, the one on which Jesse would sometimes see him tooling around town much too fast.
"And so you know," Lawton called out to Jesse, "as soon as the deal is done, I will put this town in my rear-view mirror forever."
Jesse saluted him. "Who doesn't love a happy ending?" he said to Lawton. He had gotten back behind the wheel of the Explorer when Crow called and said,
"It's your trusty sidekick."
Jesse told him he was neither trusty nor a sidekick.
figure of speech, Kimosabe, Crow said.